This is why Yaakov Avinu took 12 stones. He was testing to see if his bed was going to be whole. He wanted to see if any of his 12 children would be defective. And he did some kind of a test using those 12 stones. Because stones represent stumbling blocks, which a person trips on when it's dark. It's dark outside, he didn't see the rock and he fell on it. That's the term that's used, Avnei Negev. V'hu nisa boze daiko shayde toikev po emes shelo yizbatlu kol amechshoylois v'yisapchu avonim v'yisachtu bevan echot shubchinas emes. And Yaakov Avinu is the one who was able to do a test to take 12 stones and get them to become unified and merge as one into one stone, which represented the concept of emes. Ki ho emes hu kuloi echot kama shikosu b'makom achara. Because Rabbi Nazal in Likutei Moran labels emes, that the a nickname for emes is one. Sheker is many. Bikshu cheshboinois rabim, it says, by the goyim. The goyim are called many. Elokim acherim. And Hashem is called Hashem Echod. Hashem is emes, right? Choysom eshla kadosh baruch emes, and Hashem is called Echod. So Yaakov Avinu taking a bunch of stones represents all the shkarim that people get tripped up on. And by his being able to show that under his head they all united into one, he showed that his intense emes was able to overcome all the mechsholim. Ki oz tikein tfilas arvis. That was again at the time when he was mesaken tfilas arvis. Sheyuchlu lehispalel beemes betoikef achoyshech. Giving the Jews the ability to daven with emes even during the time of darkness. With that emes, the person is able to see the exits, you know, to be able to exit from the darkness. The Alkain. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, it's for this reason that Balayla, Kishekomin Bachatzois, Lisabo, Achrum Besamikdosh, Shenechra Valide Esav Yishmoel, those people that are Zechar to get up at night at Chatzois to say these special prayers over the destruction of the Besamikdosh, which was brought about by Esav and Yishmoel. One of the sentences that we say in Tikkun Chatzos is this sentence: open up gates, this is referring to that concept of the person who finds himself in darkness and he has to be able to find the exits to exit from the darkness and to enter into the light, to enter into the Kiddusha. That's why we say that B'davka during Tikkun Chatzos. Yudches, v'zeh b'chinas pisroim chaloimois sheposar Yosef shekoyrim parshiyos elu b'chanukah. This is why we read the portion about Yosef HaTzadik interpreting Paro's dreams b'davka on Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah. Ki hachaloim bo b'sheino b'cheshchas laila, because a dream comes to a person when he's sleeping, which means in the thick of night. She'oz his gabrus hasheker, that's a time when normally sheker is being misgabra, darkness, night. This is why the Gemara says, as a rule, there's no, even a true dream has to have some sheker in it, some dvorim, but some foolishness in it, some untruth in it, because nighttime is a time of sheker. However, Yosef HaTzadik was the one who was able to reveal the truth within the dream, ulevaroi mei sheker, and to select it and extract it from the sheker, sheze bechinas pisroin chaloyim paroi. This is the concept of the interpreting the dream of paroi. Shelo yoda shum echot mehem leposroi, whereby not one of his own wise men was able to interpret it. Kiro paroi so shezayin paroi sarois bolu sheva paros atoivus ubrius kaila. That seven ugly looking cows swallowed up seven fat healthy cows. Ad kiloi noida kiboel krobena. And they did such a good job of swallowing them up, where you couldn't even tell that they had ever existed, and you couldn't even tell that they were in their stomachs. The thin cows remained thin. Ki hasheker b'chinas sheva toyavois b'liboy v'chizosoi mismoil m'b'chinas pnei asher mismoil v'oikra mi sitra denukva shebismoil shu b'chinas poro. V'chinas ki kiporos seireros seire Yisrael. Watch what Rav Nosson Zal does now here. He proves how the concept of seven cows represents the epitome of sheker. Because there's a pasuk, sheva toyavois beliboi, seven forms of evil in his heart. So we see that the number seven can refer to evil, which is another word for sheker. V'achizosoi mismoil, we know that sheker represents the left side. When we talk about right and left, sheker is represented by the left side, mibchinas pnei asher b'smoil. And therefore the term cows, which is another word for oxen, is used because on the throne of Hashem, the ox is on the left. Again, sheker. So seven represents sheker, ox represents sheker, and female ox, which is cow, is more sheker. Because misitra denukva shebesmoil, vo'ikar misitra denukva shebesmoil, because female also represents the left side relative to male. When we talk about male and female, shehu bechinas poro, which is again the cow, which is the female ox, bechinas ki kiporo soireiro soireir Yisrael. There's a pasuk where Hashem says that the Jews have rebelled against me and have turned away from me like a cow that turns, you know, that's rebellious and rejects its master. So we see that the term poro, seven porois, represents super sheker. The hispali paroi moid, eich hiskabru sheva porois arois kol kach al zayin porois atoivoi, shem chinas emes. Paroi, even paroi was amazed at how it's possible for these seven bad cows, which represents the epitome of sheker, the worst sheker, to be able to strengthen itself against the emist, which represents the seven fat cows, which we'll show you in a second why. Bechinas chotzo amudeho shiva. There's a pasuk that says that the pillars of the Torah, Hashem carved out the seven pillars of the Torah, the seven books of the Torah. Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, Bamidbar is actually three books because of the Vayi ben Soy in the middle, which is separated by those two upside down nuns, right? Which breaks Bamidbar into three books. And then you have Dvorim being number seven. Bechinas kium hoilom shenivra b'sheishis imei bereshis. Also the number seven in the fat cows represents the world, the existence of the world, which was created in 7 days. So Paroi was even shocked that in his dream he was seeing that the seven fat cows, which represent the epitome of sheker, was able to swallow up completely the seven skinny cows, which represent super sheker, were able to swallow up the seven fat cows, which represents the emes. And it was only Yosef HaTzadik was able to interpret it for him, Shekibel Etzem Hoemes Miyakov, because Yosef was the one who was the carbon copy of Yaakov Avinu, much more so than any of the other brothers. V'hu Bechinas Bechor Shoiroi. Yosef is the Bechin of Shoir Digdusha, Sheyedea Lichloel Smoil Biyamin. He's the one who knows how to merge the left into the right. And to be able to reveal the truth that's covered up by a thick layer of darkness, ad shenivlo emes mamish, to the point where the truth appears to be completely swallowed up. And still, despite the fact that at times the sidrach or the sheker is able to swallow up the emes, but even when it's been swallowed up, it's still alive in there. And the tzaddik who is Yosef, he's the one who reveals that truth. That's how he interpreted Paroi's dream. Which resulted in his rising to a great position of stature. And he saved the Jewish people at the time. And he was able to support them. As we emphasized earlier, that the parnosa and zivuk are dependent on the union of emes also. The Yotzim and Agolos al Yodayim, they were zecher to get out of the Golos through Yosef. Ki Yosef hu bechinas Moshiach ben Yosef. Because Yosef also is a messianic symbol. He represents the concept of Moshiach, Moshiach ben Yosef, who is also one who takes the Yidden out of Golos. HaTovas Chomesh Neirois VaTovas Shtei Neirois. Rav Moses Zalhiya makes a mention of the fact that when they lit the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, they lit it in two steps. There were five candles lit, and then two candles lit. And he's going to mention something related to that, I believe, showing how that's tied into this concept of emes. Ois Yutes. V'ze chamisha bokor yishalim tachas ha-shoer ve'arba tzoyim tachas ha-seh. That a thief has to pay, has to replace cattle that he stole with five times as much, and a sheep with four times as much. Rav Nosson Zal explains now what these terms represent. Se bechinas ashirus, the sheep is the symbol of wealth. The ashterois tzaynecho, there's a term that's used throughout the Chumash where it speaks about sheep, it calls them ashterois. And the Gemara in one place asks, why does it call sheep ashterois? So it says, Shema ashterois es baleihem, because a person that owns sheep becomes wealthy. Why? Because the Gemara goes on to show how there are like 10 different uses from the sheep. Its wool could be used for this, and its milk is used for this, and its hooves are used for, you know, all. So the sheep is the symbol of Ashirus. Shehu Shoyresh Hanefoshois, which is the source of Jewish souls in Ashirus. This is why Yaakov Avinu worked so hard to extract the wealth from Lavan via sheep. All of that work was to obtain, his payment was going to be in sheep. In order for him to be able to give life and sustenance to the Jewish Nefoshois from their source, which is Ashirus. Ashirus is the source of life for the Jewish Nefoshois. Rabbeinu Zal has a few chapters in the Kutiman where he mentions this, showing according to Kabbalah how the Nefesh comes from the same place as wealth comes from. The Shoer Hu Bechina Savoidas HaTzadik, the ox is the symbol of the work of the Tzadik. Bechinas Yosef Bechor Shoeroi, Yosef HaTzadik is compared to an ox. Bechinas Kishoer Lamasoi Bavoidas Hashem, the Tzadik is the one who plows forward like an ox in his serving Hashem. That's the term that's used to accept the burden of serving Hashem. As the Gemara says, that a Jew should always make himself like an ox to accept the yoke of Torah upon himself. As the Pasuk shows the connection between that, that there's tremendous results from the power of the Shoer. And it's from the Shoer and Seh, that's the source of all the Ashirus and the Foshois. Because everybody is plugged into and draws their life, their sustenance from the avoid of the tzaddik. That's the foundation of everything. The tzaddik is called yesoid. Yesoid means foundation. He's the foundation of everything. He's the foundation of the ashirus and the nefoshos. This is why we find that as soon as Rochel gave birth to Yosef HaTzadik, he's the symbol of Tzadik Ador, the Shor, Oz Omar Yaakov, Umosa Yesek Amanoichi Lebesi. That was when Yaakov Avinu spoke up to Lavan and said, hey, when am I going to start doing for myself? Till now I'm working for you over here. It's time for me to go on my own and start doing for me already something. But he waited to say that until Yosef HaTzadik was born. Now is the time when I have to start drawing Ashirus for my house, for all the souls of Beis Yaakov. Because the entire Ashirus of Klal Yisrael comes from Yosef, from the Tzaddik. Bebechinas veYosef hu ashalet hu amashbir. As the Pasuk says in Chumash, that Yosef was the ruler of Egypt, he was the one who supplied food and sustenance to everybody. Bechinas vayichalkel Yosef esove vesecho. As the Pasuk says, he was the one who supported his father and brothers in Mitzrayim. Ki mehat tzaddik bechinas Yosef kol ha'ashirus. Because it's from the tzaddik, who is bechinas Yosef, from him comes forth all Ashirus. Shehu shoyresh hanafoshois. because the tzaddik is the shoresh of all nefoshos. The ashirus, which is the shoresh hanefoshos, the source of Jewish souls, is in wealth, is in ashirus. V'chein hoya, and you see that what Yaakov Avinu asked for is exactly what took place afterwards. Shahaka choytzi ashirus muflok al yidei atzoyin mibeis lovanu arami. Yaakov Avinu succeeded afterwards in extracting major wealth from Lavan in the form of sheep. And the Sitra Achra, which we referred to before as the Ganef and the Ramai, when they want to try to rev up their engines and to try to be able to steal the wealth from the Jews, not just their wealth, but the source of wealth, to get to the root of Jewish wealth and mess it up, which is represented by the sheep, whereas there are times that the Sitra Achra goes even further than that. In other words, they're not even satisfied with getting to the source of our souls, which is wealth, but rather they want to go further. They want to attack and make defective the power of the tzaddik himself, Shehu Shoresh HaKoel, who is the source of everything. He's the source even of the Ashirus. Shehu bechinas shoer, he's symbolized by the ox. Bechinas yes batzadik. V'ze bekama bechinos. Now you would say, how in the world can the Sitra Achra be poigem in the tzadik? How can they do anything to him? Rav Nosson Zal says there's several different ways that they can harm him. Oy shemar chikim imenu. Either they can do things to cause people to keep their distance from the tzadik. They make the tzaddik, the Sitra Achra makes the tzaddik look bad in the eyes of the people, all kinds of tricks. Oy, sheroitzim lahapil chas v'shalom es tzaddik bi'atzmoi, or the Sitra Achra tries to cause the tzaddik himself to have a yorido or an afila, kemo shehoya kvar kamo pamim rachmono etzlan me'ato, as has happened many times in Jewish history. May Hashem protect us from it happening now. Rav Nosson Zal writes, the Gemara tells the case of a Kohen Gadol who worked for, you know, served for 80 years and in the end got messed up. We have many cases in Jewish history of people who climbed to a stature of tzaddik and even then were able to fall. Rachmono Litzlan. Oy, sheroitzim litvoya choylim kores tzaddik. Or you have cases where the Sitra Achra actually wants to physically kill, to shech the tzaddik or to sell him. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Yan mechorom bekesef tzaddik v'avyoin, because the Jews sold the tzaddik. In the case of Yosef Tzaddik, a tzaddik and a poor man. Shezeo bechinas asoro harugay malchias v'chol hakadoshim. This is the concept of the 10 great rabbis who were killed, who were slaughtered by the Romans, and all the other thousands and thousands and millions of Jews that were killed. And all the other holy ones that were shechted or sold into slavery. But the more that the goyim and the Sitra Achra strengthen themselves and are even able to get at the roots of Klal Yisrael, even able to attack the tzaddik, or to attack the tzaddik's effectiveness on Klal Yisrael, bebechinas, as the pasuk says, ha'oimrim oru oru ada yisoibo, that there are times when the goyim try to harm the Jews, tend to try to get at their foundation, at their roots. Because there are times when the goyim say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation, so that the Jewish name will never be mentioned again. Aval emes Hashem li'olam. However, the truth of Hashem is eternal. Ki lo yo'elohem. All their efforts are not going to help them. Ki gidoy le'muv choriyat tzadikim oimnim kenegdom tomid. Because the greatest choices of the tzadikim are always standing up to the Sitra Achra. And they reveal the ultimate truth to the world with such intelligence, such sechel, to the point where not only will these tzaddikim succeed in revealing the falsehood and the wickedness of the Rishonim, to the point where the thief will be found out, will be discovered. That's the discovery of the thief, meaning showing that he is the thief. Afgam yoitziu mehem kefo kanal, but rather the tzaddikim, the true tzaddikim, are going to succeed in extracting from the goyim and from the sitra achra a double portion. Now, as if the goyim wanted to do harm of 1,000, the tzaddikim will extract from them 2,000. Ve'im mizgabrim yoiser yoitziu mehem yoiser ve'yoiser. The more that the goyim try in harder, more intense ways to harm us, the bigger a bang it's going to make when they fall, in terms of what the tzaddik gets to extract from them. Bechinas dalet vehei, as the Gemara, the pasuk speaks about a concept of a penalty of 400% and 500%. Arbat soin tachas aser, four sheep per sheep that was stolen. Ki ho ashirus shoyrish kolius hanefoshos kol midalet bechinos. Rav Nosson says, why the number four specifically? He explains, because wealth is the basis for the totality of the Jewish souls, which is kolul midalad bechinos. The Jewish souls are divided into four units, dalad degolim, the four flags under which the 12 tribes traveled. We see that Klal Yisrael, at its origin, the foundation of Klal Yisrael, which is the Bnei Yaakov, were split into four groups. Correct? The four flags. So Rav Nosson Zal says, which are called Dalet Machanois HaShechina, the four camps of the Shechina. Dalet Ragle Akisei, the four legs of the throne of Hashem. Bechinas Dalet Oisiois Hashem, the four letters of Yudkei Vovkei, Shil Bechinas Tamim Nekudais Taganoises, corresponding to the four units that make up the Sefer Torah, the Torah. Bechinas Chius HaDalet Oilomois, which is the source of life for the four worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, Bechinas Dalad Yesoidos, corresponding to the four basic elements of creation, fire, water, air, and dust. Kimuva, as is brought in Sforim. So this is why Rav Nosson Zal says, when the Ganath steals the sheep, which represents the Sitra Achra trying to attack the Ashirus of Klal Yisrael, which is the source of their Nefashos, which is based on this number four, then the penalty, when we succeed in overcoming the Sitra Achra, we receive back from them four times as much as what they took. Okay. Therefore, when we talk about the future, when the Goyim are going to have to return all the wealth that they've taken from Klal Yisrael throughout the generations, from the beginning of time, Ne'emar, the Pasuk says, Tachas anachoshes ovi zohol, v'tachas abarzel kesef, v'tachas oitzim nachoshes, v'tachas oavonim barzel. The Pasuk says that in place of copper, which they took from us, they're going to have to replace it with gold. Steel, they're going to have to replace with silver. Wood is going to have to be replaced with copper. Stones are going to have to be replaced with steel. Nimtza, shechoshev shom dalid dvorim. Look how that Pasuk in the Novi happens to choose four items. Zohov, Kesef, Nechoshes, Barzel, gold, silver, copper, and steel, Shehim Klal HaGavnin, which represent a comprehensive form of all the different types, Sheklulin Bedalid, Kiyodua, which are based on the four, which means the four letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Bechinas Chesed Ugvura, Tiferes Umalchus. This is a terminology that's used in the Zohar Kodesh, referring to the letters Yud, K, Vav, K, sometimes, that we look upon them as two sets, Chesed and Gvura, and Teferes, the Yichud of Chesed and Gvura, the Yichud of Teferes and Malchus. Shehem Kol Bechinas Dalet Anal. This is all concept of the four. Ki HaKol Yiyu Mochrochim Lahachzer. The Goyim are going to have to return everything. Bechinas Arbat Soin Tachas Aser, as the Pasuk says, four sheep per sheep. The sheep is the symbol of Ashirus, which is the foundation of these soul, Jewish souls. And if the Goyim went even further than this, if they didn't stop just at the source of the Jewish Nefoshos, but they went further than that, Ad shenoga pegam hanegeva b'nekudas atzadik biatzmoi, to the point where their thievery affected the tzaddik himself, their crimes against Klal Yisrael actually affected the tzaddik, shehu tachlis shoyre shoelion shel Yisrael, the tzaddik who is the uppermost source of the Jewish people, foundation of the Jewish people, Shehu bechinas gneivas hashoer, which is what's symbolized by this term stealing the ox, bechinas Yosef, the tficho mechira, which is represented the symbol of Yosef, and they take the tzaddik and they slaughter him or they sell him, oz yumuchrochem lohitzi mikirbam oid Yosef. Then we're going to extract from them even more than the 400%. Bebechinas chamisha bokor tachas hashoer. Five oxen in place of an ox. Ki hatzadik hu bechinas yesoid hachamishi. Because one of the terms that's used about tzadik in Sifrei Chassidus and Sifrei Kabbalah is he's called the fifth foundation. Ki hu bechinas koitzoi shel yud. He represents the koitz of the yud, the crown of the letter yud, meaning there's yud. Hashem's name has four letters, yud, kei, vav, kei. In those four letters, it represents the four basic elements of creation, the four worlds, and everything. The Sifrei Kabbalah say that the yud, which is the holiest of that four, has a koitz on it, like a little crown. That the crown of the yud is the tzaddik. So he's, in a sense, number five. He's not four, he's above the standard Yud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, in a sense. Or as Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran, he calls him the Yisoid HaPoshut. He's the most basic element from which the four elements, you know, come forth. There's a pasuk, Me'ar Baruchois Boi Haruach, or V'nohar Yoitzei Me'eden, Lahashkoi Sesagan. It speaks about a river that comes forth from Eden, to water the garden, and from that river it breaks out into four streams, like in a sense. The river is the tzaddik. He's number five, who from him, or either number five or number one, from whom emanate the other four. Kihu bechinas koitzei shel yud, bechinas atik ho'elyon. He's referred to as the highest level of kedusha, shoyrish hadas, the source of das. Shehu bechinas di. He's the concept of the dalid yud, in a sense. Holach manya di acholu avason of aradim tzraim. I think that's what he's referring to here. Vize merumos. B'divrei Razal, this is what's hinted to in the words of the Gemara, Shamru, where they said, Oilahem, woe is to the Goyim. They think they made it, they killed a lot of Jews. Oilahem. They took copper from us, we're going to make them pay it back in gold. Tachas Rabbi Akiva b'chaverov. The Gemara says over there, in place of Rabbi Akiva and the other nine rabbis who the Goyim killed, Hashem is going to take back much, much more from the Goyim. Hainu ki elu hadalet b'chinoi zohov okesev lo yaspik lohem. These four things, gold, silver, isn't going to be enough for the Goyim to pay up. Actually, it's tarchu lohitzi kol atzmois chiyusam, to the point where they're going to have to cough up, not just cough up all their money, they're going to have to cough up their insides. They're going to have to mamish tear out their insides. Because five, the number five, is all-inclusive. Because we know that the world was created with the letter He. Bechinas He da Avraham. Bechinas He lochem zera. There's a pasuk, Eile tovus hashemayim v'aretz, Behi baram. This is the story of heaven and earth when Hashem created them. So the Gemara says, Behei Bara'om. Hashem created the world with the letter Hey. He created Olam Haba with the letter Yud, this world with the letter Hey. So the letter Hey represents the totality of the world. Hainu, Eich Shenimtza Behem Oid Eze Chiyus, Eze Nitzutz V'Nefesh Mi'Akdusha, meaning, if there's any droplet or any tiny spark of Kedusha still left inside the Goyim, Yitz HaKoyel Yitztar Chol HaHasir. They're going to be forced to cough it all up. The bechinas chamisha bokor tachas hashoer, as the pasuk says, five oxen in place of an ox. Shehu at tzaddik, the shoer is the symbol of the tzaddik again. Shehu kishor lamasui, who is compared to the ox carrying the burden of Torah. Shemimenu hakoil, and from him comes forth everything. So here again, it's always relative to the extent that the goyim take a shot at that at the yidden. If their shot is a 10, then they cough up 20. If their shot is 100, they're going to have to cough up 500, you know, five times as much, you know, depending on when. And when they try to be poygim in the tzaddik himself, then when they get paid back, you know, that's the most powerful wallop, you know, that Hashem could possibly give. This is why the Gemara says, "Shor shebitloy mimelachtoi tzorech l'shalim hey." The Gemara explains why is it that for the ox you have to pay 500% and the sheep only 400? Because the Gemara says the ox who's capable of doing work. So besides everything, besides the meat and everything, you robbed the thief who stole the ox, took away all that work that the ox could have done for its actual owner. So therefore, tzorech l'shalim hey has to pay five times as much. Whereas a sheep which doesn't do work, therefore the penalty is only four times as much. Mishalom Dalet. Ki Iker, Rav Nosazal says that this term malachtoi, what does this refer to? Ki Iker, maleches maise bereshis. Dahainu kol kium shel kol hoylam shebor Hashem izbora, shnikro v'shem malocho, kama shekosa v'yechalakim v'yim Hashem malachtoi asher oso, hu al yidei hatzadik. Because the entire ability, the entire existence of the world, creation, and everything in it, which Hashem created and gave this name Malacha to, because when Hashem finished the entire creation, it says Vayechalakim Vayim Hashem Malachtoi Asherah. He completed Malachtoi. So the word Malacha is a term that's used to sum up the entire creation, the whole world. So Rav Nosazal says now, all of that malacha, hu al yidei hatzadik, shel bechinas yom hashvi, is all based on the tzadik, who represents the seventh day. Bechinas ant Shabbos de kulu yomi, as the students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Zal referred to him as the Shabbos. They said, we're like the 6 days of the week, and you're the Shabbos. Kikol meleches maisa bereshis nivro umiskayim al yidei hatzadik, shel bechinas Shabbos. Because the entire creation was created and is being sustained by the tzaddik, Shulchina Shabbos. The Haganath, Haramai Hanal, Rotzel of Atlemi Melachtoi. And this Ganath, this thief, this trickster, wanted to cause the ox not to be able to do his work, meaning he wanted to destroy the tzaddik, who is the foundation of the creation. Al kein tzorech l'shalom yoiser. Therefore, he's got to pay more. Bechinas chamisha. He's got to pay five times as much. Keneged hey hanal shu bechinas hey dehashishi. Corresponding to the hey we mentioned earlier, that the yisoid hachamishi, which is the tzaddik, corresponding to the letter hey of the word yoim hashishi vayichulu hashemayim. Bechinas chamisha chumshei Torah, corresponding to the five books of the Torah, shehatzadik kolul mehem, where the tzaddik represents the totality of them, shehu kiyum kol ho'ilamois. He is the foundation and the sustenance of all the worlds. Rav Nosazal is clarifying and re-clarifying, you know, this concept of why by the shor you pay five times as much. Ois chof. Rav Nosazal says, v'ze b'chinas ma shamru sham. This ties into what the Gemara says, se shenesoi al ksefoi, a sheep which the person was able to carry on his shoulder, mishalim ragdalid, he's only got to pay back four times as much. Shoyer shehoi lech baraglo, whereas the ox which walked with its feet, mishalim hey, you have to pay five times as much, because it was more embarrassing for him to have to lead this thing along the way. Now Rav Nosazal ties this into the flavor of what he was talking about before. Ki haseh shu b'chinas hashirus, the sheep which represents wealth, tzorech lisa oisoy al ksefoy, a Jew has to carry it on his shoulders. Meaning, ki ho hashirus afilu kishe goinven oisoy v'hu etzlam, adayin tzrichem boi kamo yegiois loseis al kisvois oil terdas yegiois hamalochois v'asokem shebashirus. Wealth, even after a person steals it, let's say someone steals someone else's car or that kind of thing, the person who has stolen it, there's still work involved in being able to generate new money from it or usage from it, etc. When it comes to ashirus, when it comes to money or other things like that, to carry the burden of the ashirus, in other words, the insurance payments on the car, or the insurance payments on the house, and the maintenance, and the upkeep, and the this, and all different kinds of things. Avol genevas bechinas hashoer shu bechinas kedushas hatzadik. Whereas stealing the ox, which is symbolic of stealing the tzaddik, stealing the holiness of the tzaddik, we had mentioned earlier in the example of them selling Yosef HaTzaddik as a slave to Egypt, kolz man shehu etzlam, as long as the tzaddik is in the hands of the sitra achra, ein tzrichim l'siyageya ulanasoy soysoy klal, there's no struggle involved on their part in carrying him, ki adarabo, kol hashefa v'achius etzlam benokel al yodoyim. When the Sitra Achra gets hold of a tzaddik, when they take hold of a tzaddik and get him in their possession, not only is he not a burden to them, but he's a source of blessing to them. Bebechinas, as the Pesuk says, Vayevorech Hashem oischo l'ragli. When Yaakov Avinu said to Lavan, your house was blessed because of me. When Yaakov Avinu found himself in the base Lavan, he brought a bracha into the house. Or as the Pasuk says that Hashem blessed the house of Potiphar because Yosef HaTzadik was there. As the Al came, Achakach Keshu Tzorech Laharzir, therefore, when the Sitra Achra is forced to give up the things that it's swallowed up or taken captive, Tzorech Laharzir Yosef Bechinas Chamisha Bokor Tachas HaShoer, he has to give back more, 5 oxen per ox. Asher be'emes lo yaspik lehem kol hoinam aruchushem v'cholatzmus chiyusem v'cholasher lehem l'salek eilu b'chinas chamisha bokor tachas asher. Where the truth is, Rav Nosson Zal says, there's no way in the world that they're going to have enough to pay back 500% of what they've taken from Klal Yisrael. Kama Sham Razal, as the Gemara says, oy lohem, tachas Rabbi Akiva Chaverev, woe is to the nations of the Goyim, because in place to replace Rabbi Akiva and his friends, whom they killed, they murdered them with those horrible types of death, Hashem is going to take from them so much that they can never imagine. Ki Rabbi Akiva v'chaverov hei mechaprim al mechiras Yosef, because we know that the death of the Asura Haruge Malchius, Rabbi Akiva and his friends, is intended to serve as a kapora for the sale of Yosef HaTzadik. K'moy Shom Razal, as is written, Vo'oz yuchzar ho'ovoin aleihem. And once we, the Jews, have made our tikkun in those 10 rabbis accepting upon themselves a severe punishment as a tshuva for the 10 sons of Yaakov Avinu, then the sin is going to go on the heads of the goyim for the fact that they murdered 10 tzaddikim. Who gave them the right? Who are they to come as if they're looking to fix the world? They're looking to do justice, to see to it that justice is meted out. And they said, it's written in your Torah that for kidnapping the penalty is death. And since the brothers of Yosef were never put to death, I'm going to put you 10 rabbis to death in their place. Who gave them the right to play judge and justice? Rak be'emes rotzu rak lin koim b'Yisrael. But rather, their motivation was simply to punish the Jews. V'lishpoich dam tzadikim eron keilu b'chinam, and to spill the blood of these awesome tzadikim in vain, for nothing. Ki lohem lo yosu shum dovor. Because nobody did anything to them. Nothing was done to them that they have the right to avenge anything. Ube'emes Yisroel kiblu es shalohem ha'idezeh. And the fact is that the Jews got what they were supposed to get through this, through the fact that these 10 great tzaddikim were taken away from us and were killed in such a horrible manner, we received a very severe punishment. Ki bevadai kvar hoyu lehem kaporo u'mechila gemuro al yidei harigas kedoshim kweilu. Because most certainly, most definitely, the Yidden have gotten all the kapora they've needed to get through the deaths of these 10 tzaddikim and all the martyrs that have died throughout the generations, the thousands and tens of thousands of kedoshim that were murdered through the goyim. Aval oy lohem lahahurgim bechinam. But woe is going to be to those goyim who have murdered without any justification. Nobody did anything to them. Ki ha'ovoin yoshuv aleihem. Because the sin is going to boomerang on them. It's going to come back to them. Bebechinas Tano Ovoin Alavoinon. The Pasuk says that a sin is going to be generated by a sin. In other words, true, the Yidden have done certain things, making us worthy of punishment by Hashem. But the Goyim who inflict that punishment, and they do it without any justification, we've never done anything too wrong to them, they're going to get penalized and punished for that anyway. And then the Goyim are going to have to pay everything. They'll never come up with enough to pay for their crimes perpetrated against Klal Yisrael. And again, Rav Nosson's tying this into the fact that the Torah makes note that a ganav pays double or four times as much or five times as much depending on circumstances, implying that the bad guys, when they will finally be put to justice, everything they have is going to be taken out of them. Everything. Not just what they took, but everything is going to be taken out of them.